will have their opportunity to fill this Senate vacancy.
On January 19th. But in the meantime, the legislature will consider next week whether to let Governor Deval Patrick appoint an interim replacement, as Kennedy wanted.
The proposal seems to me reasonable and wise.
Possible contenders include Kennedy's nephew Joe and former presidential candidate Mike Dukakis. Sherry?
ABC's Aaron Katursky live throughout California. Planes continue dropping fire retardant on flames, trying to continue some of the 8 wildfires now burning. 12,000 homes are threatened by the fires. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan has completed a review of military operations there.
The White House and Pentagon will not be releasing this military review to the public, but they will brief Congress, which must pay for future increases in troop deployments to Afghanistan. The review also reportedly emphasizes training for Afghanistan's own army, but that will take 3 years for those forces to take the lead.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Several law enforcement agencies are investigating the deaths of 8 people found inside a motorhome in southeast Georgia over the weekend. Today, 911 calls were released.
How many people are there? Your dad? Who else is there?
My dad, my uncle, my cousins.
That's Guy Heintz Jr., who relatives say were the ones found slain. Heintz has since been charged with lying to police and evidence tampering. The AFL-CIO's incoming president says lawmakers will pay a political price, in his words, if they abandon the public option in the health care reform bill. Dow's down 49, NASDAQ down 19. You're listening to ABC News.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Steve of Florida after he discovered chloraseptic allergen block.
The dust at my job made me sick. I had an inhaler, nebulizer, and allergy medicines. Nothing worked. Picking up my expensive medicines, I found something else. Chloraseptic allergen block. This invisible gel goes around your nostrils. It blocks allergens and stops my allergy attacks. It saved my job.
Hit allergens before they hit you with chloraseptic allergen block. Use as directed.
Summer's ending, guests are coming over, cheers are erupting from the living room. Yep, it's football time. And Sam's Club is your go-to player all season long. They make it simple to save on HD TVs with 52-inch Samsung models starting at $16.97. And Sam's Club helps you bring your best game to entertaining. From the all-American cookout to tasteful tailgating, with food, drinks, and supplies at prices that'll make you... Not a member? Join today at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Pricing good through Labor Day. See Club for details.
It's the fourth largest deal the Walt Disney Company has ever signed. The house that Mouse built is acquiring the House of Superheroes. Here's ABC National Correspondent Jim Hickey.
The Incredible Hulk meets Tinkerbell.
Hello?
Spider-Man.
It's the power. It feels good.
Meets Hannah Montana.
Commenced Operation Save Hannah Montana.
Disney, the parent company of ABC, is taking over Marvel Comics and all of its superheroes at a super price tag of $4 billion. Disney CEO Bob Iger says Marvel meshes perfectly with Disney. The deal also gives Disney, with many popular products for girls, a stronger superhero platform appealing to boys.
Looking good, Spidey.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Air crash investigators are still looking for clues about the Air France plane that came down in the Atlantic earlier this summer. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk in London.
The director of the French Air Crash Agency says it could take at least 18 months to reach a conclusion. The Airbus 330 en route from Rio to Paris came down some 900 miles off the Brazilian coast. All 228 on board died. Some debris was recovered, but it doesn't tell the tale of what exactly happened. Unfortunately, the flight recorders were never found.
Former Miss California Carrie Prejean is suing pageant officials for libel, slander, and religious discrimination. Prejean's lawyer says she was ousted because she took a stand against gay marriage. This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. The aunt of missing 5-year-old Hassani Campbell is being released from police custody today. No charges filed. Her fiancé remains in custody. The largest wildfire in the state is the one in the San Gabriel Mountains, threatening 12,000 homes and the historic Mount Wilson Observatory. In Auburn, dozens of homes destroyed by a fire that now is 50% contained. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
It's a grass fire, Altamont Pass, East 580 at North Flynn. That's under control on the hillside, but fire crews still have the right lane shut down. You're slow for about a half a mile because of that. Crash Carquinez Bridge, it's cleared, but it was eastbound 80 near the toll plaza. That may still be some residual slowing. Insist on the quality Professional Painters Trust for Kelly Moore quality at great prices. Come to their Labor Day sale and save August 27th through September 6th at Kelly Moore, the Painters Paint Store. Terry Rouse, KJ Radio News.
The weather forecast comes from ABC7's Mike Nico. Today, he says fog over the bay tonight, temperatures in the 50s. This is KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Let's start with a couple of little homilies running around the internet. One of them concerns a very serious topic to many of you, a topic that will get you hot under the collar, but this kind of a little bit of a humorous perspective. And I'm not sure. I kind of read this and I, you know, slapped my forehead and I said, yeah, I get this. So after being interviewed by the school administrator, a prospective teacher says, let me see if I got this right. You want me to go in that room with all those kids, correct their disruptive behavior, observe them for signs of abuse, monitor their dress habits, censor their t-shirt messages, and instill in them a love of learning. You want me to check their backpacks for weapons, wage war on drugs and sexually transmitted diseases, and raise their sense of self-esteem and personal pride. You want me to teach them patriotism and good citizenship, sportsmanship and fair play, and how to register to vote, balance a checkbook, and apply for a job. You want me to check their heads for lice, recognize signs of antisocial behavior, make sure they all pass the final exams, and provide them with an equal education regardless of their handicaps, and communicate regularly with their parents in Spanish, English, or any other language by letter, telephone, newsletter, and report card. And you want me to do all this with a piece of chalk, a blackboard, a bulletin board, a few books, a big smile, and a starting salary that qualifies me for food stamps. And you want me to do all this, and then you tell me I can't pray in the classroom? That was a humorous look. Boy, a tall order, huh? And then another quickie here from Ron, who sends us great stuff. It says, whatever you give a woman, she will make greater. If you give her sperm, she'll make you a baby. Give her a house, she'll make you a home. If you give her groceries, she'll make you a meal. If you give her a smile, she'll give you her heart. She multiplies and enlarges whatever is given to her. So give her any crap, be ready to receive a ton of expletive. Which in my experience is kind of true. All right, this one in my experience is also very true. I've thought this, I've said this in all the years I've worked in media, in television and radio news. And according to the Hardwired for news theory, people will devote more attention to information that is deviant or threatening, right? You can pick up my book, the first one, the old one, which is, I think, a great one, if I say so myself. This is University of Missouri research. It's examined the physiological effects of reading threatening health news. The research has found that news about local health threats greatly increased attention and memory in readers more than news about distant or non-local health threats. You follow me? Toxic dump around the corner. Outbreak of this or that. Negative, scary news sells. And if you think about it, it's always been like that, creating fear. And it's subtle. I can't sell you a new fancy sports car unless you have fear about being an old, fat, middle-aged guy. I can't sell you makeup and clothing if you're not insecure about your looks. So you see, fear is very, very important. Although journalists have often prioritized negative and local stories, there's been limited evidence to support that approach. Until now, study provides physiological evidence that supports both the practice of localizing news stories and the idea that people allocate more attention to negative news with a local focus. and you wonder why we're all a bunch of neurotic wrecks. There it is, one of the most powerful forces in our culture, namely media, peddles to us a lot of scary negative stuff, and then we wonder why we're fearful and run from rational positive things. It says here people may have an innate mechanism that enables more attention to be given information localized and negative. And that makes sense evolutionary-wise, doesn't it? Hey, there's a lion lurking around the corner. Certainly is going to get my attention more than there's a lion 200 miles away lurking around someone else's corner. You see, so this tells me I need to crawl in my cave and to protect myself and my family. So there's a reason for it. Nowadays, of course, it's all been distorted. Speaking of therapy, which we weren't, rough segue, sorry. I think this is cute. It's a New York Times piece today about, you know what speed dating is, right? You sit down with a person for 3 minutes, hi, how are you, what are you into, blah, 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 go to the next table, next table, next table. This is speed psychiatry. 8 psychiatrists and psychologists offered 3-minute sessions at a bookstore cafe in Soho in Manhattan. You know, there's a lot you can convey in 3 minutes. I'm not saying this should take the place of full therapy, but a lot of people, you know, kind of get it. You just condense their issues down and you fire it back. And isn't that what all these radio shrinks do? And a lot of them are very good at it. And sometimes they're very bad at it, I think. And some problems are amenable to this. A lot of psychologists will tell you, be very careful if you're, you know, in therapy many, many, many years and not quite getting anywhere. The basic concepts of modern cognitive therapy are not complicated. They just need to be applied. So let me give you some examples here. Speed shrinking, by the way. I love the term. I'm engaged. I'm about to move in with my boyfriend. I'm a little commitment phobic. I just don't know about being with the same person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I really need to talk to my therapist. A lot of, by the way, is designed for, is your therapist on vacation or out of town? I'm a 40-year-old librarian. I have big problems. Whenever my therapist is gone, I struggle with feelings of emptiness. And it goes on and on and on. And the therapist start with, what can I do to help you? See, right away that gets people to focus their thoughts. You hear callers to this program. They start, well, back in 1972, how can I help you now here today? Because our time is very, very limited. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that one out there for you. You know, this swine flu this spring infected 1 in 10 people, 10% of all New Yorkers. That's a big number. That really is a big number. And this is not the people, this is estimates. Well, put it this way. When you see the numbers on swine flu, those people have been tested. And we don't test everybody that comes in with the flu these days. We just can't do it. If we're very suspicious and we're looking to pick up an epidemic, we might test to get the viral type, in this case H1N1. And they say 10% of New York City residents got infected with the flu this spring. So hang on for the fall. A little more on the Eastern Western story. We did this last week. A lot of you have asked questions that tell me I didn't communicate it very well. And this is not racist. You know me. I love Asia. I love a lot of everything about Asia. I love the West, too. I'm just very interested in Asia. Anyway, it's a small study. They had 13 Europeans and 13 Chinese and 1 Japanese view faces representing 7 different emotional states. And the bottom line was Europeans look at the eyes and the mouth. Asians focus on the eyes almost exclusively. And Asians, it turns out, have a harder time recognizing certain negative facial expressions compared to Westerners. The conventional wisdom is that facial expressions are a universal language, with a scary face and a happy face means the same no matter where you're from, whatever your cultural background is, but it's not true. Now, these were Chinese kids who had never visited a Western country before. And they showed pictures that included happy, surprised, fearful, disgusted, angry, sad, and neutral expressions. Now, the hardest thing was telling the difference between fear and surprise, as well as anger and disgust. Now, I'm going to make an angry face here. You see that? No, turn on the screen. That's right. There you go. You see, I'm angry. But when I add disgust, I do something with my mouth. You know, my eyes are the same. But when I want to convey disgust, I do something with my mouth. Well, when they track the eye movements of Asian people, it turns out by looking just at the eyes, they're missing the mouth stuff. So telling anger and disgust was hard. Fear and surprise is the same thing. The eyes of an angry or disgusted person look pretty similar. The same is true for a surprised or fearful person, but it's the mouth. You just think of this. I don't know how to deal with this. This is an analysis. It's coming from the National Cancer Institute. There's a lot to do about changing healthcare and costs involved, and I can't answer this. But, you know, most anti-cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 4 years cost $20,000 for a 12-week regimen. $20,000. Some of them give you big-time survival benefits, but many give you an extra 2 months. So let's go to the extremes. If a drug costs $20,000 for a treatment, gives you 2 more months of life. Now, many give you more. Don't get me wrong here. But what do you do? Should that be paid for? Is it? How do you take into account the patient's quality of life? That extra 2 months, you might be miserable. And the most expensive drug out here is a treatment for non-small cell lung cancer. It costs $80,000. And that median survival, about a month and a half. It's a month and a half of life worth $80,000, and that month and a half might be spent not very comfortable. As I said, I don't have the answer. If all 550,000 people who die of cancer every year could be kept alive for 1 year at equivalent cost, the total would be half a trillion dollars. Now, I think you know we can't afford that. What are you going to do? Does that scare you? Those of you who have money and can pay for this, does it scare you? I mean, I think part of the fear tactics and all this is that'll be taken away from you. No, nobody's going to take away anything. Insurance coverage is going to be the same, I think. But once again, for those of you who die of cancer, we give an extra year of life. The cost would be $500 billion. Nobody can afford that. This is one of these deals about chewing. I'm thinking back of Fletcherizing. It was a big 19th century movement that you had to chew so many times for your food. And the question is that if you eat smaller bites and slow down your eating, will it change your intake? I've seen conflicting studies on this. You need to keep the food in your mouth a little longer. You get more of that flavor. Well, this study, this is in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, hints eating small bites of food and keeping it in your mouth longer decreases food intake. Now, they had people who like chocolate custard. They had people consume chocolate custard via a silicon tube. And each participant, it says silicon, they meant silicone, I'm sure, went through 7 scenarios. Self-chosen bite size combined with self-chosen, 3 seconds or 9 seconds, of keeping food in the mouth, and then they give the bite sizes. The smaller bites led to less food intake. But they also found that holding food inside the mouth for a longer period of time led to a lower food intake. Custard intake was 42 grams less for those who held the food in their mouth 9 seconds. Let me do 9 seconds. Oh, way too long. I can't resist. I have to swallow. I'm a big bite person. I love to take big bites. People who are heavily in debt are more likely to be heavy themselves. This is German research and found that over-indebted people, that's people who can't pay off debts in a reasonable time frame, were twice as likely to be overweight as the general population. Now, you're going to ask a lot of questions about this. What comes first? And they did it was actually pretty clever. And I can't say one causes the other. The indebted individuals were younger, less educated, less wealthy, were also more likely to be depressed, overweight, or obese. And some of these things automatically go together. When they took it all into account, their psychological factors, too, could contribute to the greater risk of being overweight or obese among indebted people, right? People may eat to cope with stress and depression. We know that. Healthy food's less affordable for them. Doesn't rule out the possibility that overweight or obese people are more likely to get into debt because they have a tougher time finding a job or make less money than answer the question, but the two seem to go together. Here's a couple of schoolgirls in New England did a science project and humbled one of the world's biggest food and drug companies after a school science experiment found that their ready-to-drink Ribena contained no traces of vitamin C. The advertising claims the blackcurrants in Ribena have four times the vitamin C of oranges. They wrote to GlaxoSmithKline. They got no response. They phoned the company, were given short shrift. They didn't really answer our question, they said. And then someone in the PR department at the corporation said, wait, this is going to be bad PR. You guys, you got to address this. The girls tested the, they said first they tested the wrong product. And it was concentrated syrup, which had four times the vitamin C, but that's not in the, what's in the final product. And it turns out contains, and they tested it and found that the ready-to-drink Ribena contained almost no detectable levels of vitamin C. And then the company has admitted they may have misled consumers, and it goes on and on and on. Well, heck, there's no rules to make sure that what you say is in it is in it. That's going to happen, right? All right, I want to talk to you about massage. We all love getting massage, but let's talk about the science behind massage. What does it do? What does it not do? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255 or 548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now for a confidential risk-free trial. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. See a difference in your marriage in 30 days. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Too short to put up with that stuff? Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Joan. How you doing, Joan?
I'm great. I, though, have a 16-year-old daughter whose period stopped about a year ago when she lost 40 pounds, which she needed to lose. And her pediatrician would like to put her on birth control pills to, as she said, jumpstart her system. My 16-year-old does not want to do that because, first of all, she doesn't want to risk gaining back weight that she's worked very hard to lose. And second of all, she says, well, why the heck would I want to have my period when it's so nice to not have it? And I have to say, it's really nice to live with a 16-year-old girl that isn't hormonalist, too. So
I'm glad you said that, not me. I get in trouble for saying it. Of course, it may be true, partially. Oh, you've brought an interesting conundrum. First of all, that is par for the course. Nature wants a woman to have a certain amount of fat on her bones before letting her get pregnant. And the most common cause of period stopping in a young woman that age, to me, that I've seen, is dieting, heavy exercise programs, and a huge amount of stress. And the mechanism may all be similar. So it is normal for her to lose a lot of weight like that she worked hard for. I congratulate her. And stop her period. Now, what to do about it? You know how we are in medicine. If something changes and doesn't seem right, we want to kind of fix it. I don't know what the harm would be letting her go a little bit at this particular point until things kind of settle down. She just lost her weight. And, you know, we've learned a lot more about this from gymnasts. These young girls, you know, they're semi-starved themselves at times, exercise heavily, and there probably isn't a young woman on the American gymnast team that's had a period. And that is where we pay close attention. And in general, they let them go for a while. Yes, you can jumpstart them, but indeed, like you say, what is the point? We also have medication these days that we give to any woman who wants it that will stop her period for 3 months, 6 months, you know, at will. So if we do that, you know, I'd be interested, and I'm not chiding the pediatrician at all. I'm just interested in what her thoughts would be about offering medication to stop a woman's period and at the same time trying to, quote, jumpstart the period, and what would be wrong with just waiting a little bit to kind of see what happens. So I don't know that anyone can point to permanent harm. As a matter of fact, you could probably point to more harm from having periods and not having periods if you look at ultimate estrogen exposure of the breast and the ovaries in terms of cancer, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying anything really significant here, but I wouldn't get too excited. She's 16 at a point where she may want birth control pills for birth control. Now, we're addressing something possibly prematurely here, given her age, but you never know. And when that comes, don't let her depend upon the fact she doesn't have periods, because the first time she ovulates, it will not have been preceded by a period. So she'll be out there, you know, dating and maybe being sexually active, thinking she's safe. She ovulates, not knowing she ovulated, because she wouldn't know till 2 weeks afterwards when her period would start, but she's ovulating, gets pregnant, and blah, 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 you know the rest of the story. So it isn't absolute at this point. Let's talk to Jose. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Adele. Me and my girlfriend happen to share a lot of good things, but unfortunately we also share a problem with scent, colognes, perfumes. Sometimes, or a lot of times, neither of us can wear any perfume or cologne, because if we get near one that we don't like, sometimes we can end up with an immediate headache and have them lasting sometimes up to a day long.
Yeah, but you, wait, hang on. You said something. I want to make sure I heard you right. You said when you and your girlfriend, you get near colognes or scents that you don't like, you can get a headache that can last a whole day. Is that right?
Yes, it can happen. And she actually just had one that lasted about 30 hours the other day. And that's many scents. We both don't wear any cologne or perfume because they all just seem to get to us that badly.
Yeah, well, scientists would say that rather than being physiological, that this is because you don't like those scents. And there have been a lot of examples of people get around smells they don't like. There are some so god-awful scents out there. I don't know what people are thinking when they wear them. And isn't it strange that scents that you like might not cause a headache? So things that annoy me will give me a headache. So if the scents annoy you, as opposed to this environmental illness thing, don't let yourself get swept up into that, because I just don't believe there is any such thing. But smells you don't like giving you a headache, I can buy that. All right, we're going to talk about massage. The good, the bad, the ugly, the science of massage. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio newsroom. Jennifer Campbell will be released from an Oakland jail this afternoon. Prosecutors say they don't have enough evidence to charge her in connection with the disappearance of 5-year-old Dasani Campbell. Her fiancé, Lewis Ross, is still being held. He is due in court tomorrow. A wildfire burning out of control in the Angeles National Forest is not only threatening thousands of homes, but officials say flames are burning close to major TV, radio, and emergency services towers on Mount Wilson. 60 homes and buildings have been destroyed in a fire in the city of Auburn. That blaze is 50% contained or surrounded. ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico for Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunshine around the bay this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, welcome to Chase.
Hi. Yeah, I've seen your branches popping up all over town.
Yeah, we're new to California.
Well, I run my own business, and, you know, lately I've been getting the same old from my bank. I could use a change.
Well, you're in the right place. Chase has been helping business owners for over 2 centuries.
Wait, I thought you said you were new.
No, we're new to California, but we've been doing this long enough to know what business owners want in a bank.
So, how can you help me?
Well, for starters, our free business checking has free online bill pay and free account alerts. And our business specialists are here to address your needs.
Great.
Yeah, and your deposits are backed by FDIC insurance, so you know your money's safe. By the way, what business are you in?
Oh, landscaping.
So, you came in to see if the grass was greener?
Yeah, just stick to banking.
Chase may be new to California, but we're not new to what matters to business owners. Visit a branch or go to chase.com/CA today.
Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
If you're taking Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, it's because you and your doctor made an important decision to do something good for your heart. It's important to remember the reasons your doctor chose Lipitor and why you should stick with it. Lipitor has been clinically proven to reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, and certain kinds of heart surgeries in patients with several common risk factors or heart disease. Common risk factors include family history, high blood pressure, low good cholesterol, age, and smoking.
Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect.
While there are generic versions of some cholesterol medicines, there is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. That's why if you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Health Magazine.
Hello, Ehart Pulley here. Art comes from the unconscious, but I do not want you to miss the Sausalito Art Festival. Therefore, to make you present and conscious...
The Sausalito Art Festival. 3 big fun days. Labor Day weekend with 20,000 works of art, gourmet food, fine wine, fun for kids, and great music.
This is Jan Wall, and this is one terrific festival, the fabulous Sausalito Art Festival. Give yourself the gift of great art and rock on.
Extend your summer with 3 more days of summer fun, art, food, wine, and great music. Saturday, see Night Ranger, the English Beat, and Tainted Love. On Sunday, see Johnny Winter, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Mary Mack and Living Light Kings. And on Monday, Labor Day, see Jefferson Starship, Canned Heat, and see Quicksilver Messenger Service and Big Brother and the Holding Company. Take a ferry, ride your bike, come and enjoy the Sausalito Art Festival, sponsored by the San Francisco Chronicle, KGO Radio, and Molly Stone's Markets.
People, let's get started. Now that we can have online meetings with Adobe web conferencing software, we can travel less and be more productive than ever. Let's see how it's working. Budget?
Never been further in the red.
Ad campaign?
Consumers hate it.
Market share?
Losing ground every day.
Good meeting, everyone. Keep it up.
Make every meeting a good meeting. Sign up for a free trial of eco-friendly Adobe Connect web conferencing software, and we'll donate money to help a school go green. Details at connectandconserve.com. Donations made to the U.S. Green Building Council up to a total of $300,000.
The GMC eBay Click and Drive, a whole new way to shop. GM's best trucks, your best offers, only at gm.ebay.com. Available to California residents, ends 9809.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk about massage. Certainly one of the oldest hands-on therapies. Therapeutic massage is billions of dollars in business. Everybody likes getting a good massage. You can get one from your spouse or your roommate or a certified professional, even nail salons. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of it. First of all, it's not easy to study scientifically. Why? The placebo effect. You expect a massage to help, it does. How are you going to do a placebo massage? Because people know they're getting a massage or a sham massage to compare the results, so it's hard to fool people with a fake massage. And most of the proposed benefits are subjective, but there's no shortage of studies. UC Berkeley here looked at 16 recent studies and review of studies and reviews of reviews and journals of various quality. They looked at massage as therapy for cancer pain, depression, migraines, high blood pressure, muscle pain, injury rehab, carpal tunnel, neck disorders, other ills. And although some benefits were seen for reducing distress among cancer patients and relieving knee arthritis, these studies came to very few conclusions. And you can understand that. Doesn't negate it, by the way. And a lot of it is more research is needed. There was preliminary support for massage and migraines in that review. There's another review of 19 studies by a big-time organization, does a lot of this stuff, for neck disorders. They actually could derive no recommendations for treatment for neck disorders. Now, I would think, most neck disorders, you're going to feel better when you get off the table, but still scientifically couldn't demonstrate it. Professional massage can relax muscles, can relieve muscle spasms, increase range of motion, ease emotional distress, relieve a headache for some people, comfort and relief to those confined to bed. A massage from a friend or family member or loved one is an expression of affection also that can calm jangled nerves. Most common technique actually is known as effleurage. Still, it's Swedish massage. That is still number one. That's a gentle stroking and kneading. My folks used to get Swedish massages. There's acupuncture, shiatsu, and all kinds of other systems, and all kinds of other methods of manipulating, pressing joints, bones, soft tissues. Most states regulate. Massage is not a substitute for medical treatment. You got to know what you have. I mean, that's the sad thing. And I had a very bad year once 15 years ago and had some people who had metastatic cancer in their spines were getting massage treatments of various kinds because they didn't check out what it was first. And also, you know, a lot of massage therapists are trained or train themselves to look at skin lesions. There's a couple of stories I've seen where massage therapists picked up malignant melanoma in a person, saved a person's life by saying, you know something, I look at people's skin all day long, and this looks weird to me. We're not expecting them to make the diagnosis, but to say, you know, you need to get that checked. And, of course, lotion and oil cuts down on skin irritation, and there's no evidence that special herbal or medicinal preparations are necessary. Any lotion or oil will do. I know a lot of times you go for massage and they got the special aromatherapy, this is and that's. We came back from the China trip, went for massage in Hong Kong. I mean, it was like 25 minutes picking the oils and the combination of oils. Like I said, no, that one, every time she gave me a group of oils to pick, I said, no, that one, first one's fine. Turns out it wasn't an aroma I'm particularly fond of, to go back to our first caller's point. You know, an aroma that doesn't set with you right or you don't like, you know, can be annoying. All right? Okay, let's talk to Brian in Rochester. How you doing, Brian? Welcome to the program.
Hi. Going back to the previous conversation about chewing your food.
Yep.
Is there a significant difference in the amount of energy used to digest the food when it's been chewed, if it's been chewed really well, or if it's just like big bites and swallowing it?
Probably not much. You can wolf down some foods. I mean, some foods will come out unchanged at the other end. You've all, how do I do this one nicely? You've all eaten corn on a cob. If you swallow a chunk of meat, it will be totally dissolved by the time it gets to the other end, if you don't chew it. There used to be a lot of thought given to this chewing thing. Oh, yes, it's important. You don't want to, you know, just swallow everything whole. Chewing is pleasurable. It's what releases the juices and the flavors and all that. But in general, how well you chew, because everybody chews, there's a difference between heavy chewers and light chewers. I don't think it'll make much difference in terms of what gets digested. And the other thing is, I thought you were going to go towards the burning calories with chewing. Because it used to be said that celery, you can lose weight eating celery because you burn more calories chewing it than there are celery calories in the celery, and that turns out to not be true. All right, let's talk to Gene. How you doing, Gene?
Hello, Dr. Adele.
Yes, sir.
I was just recently diagnosed with gastrointestinal stomach tumors. And
like what? What are they called?
Well, that's the term that they told me that's what it was.
I mean, it's in your stomach itself, not in your intestines?
Yes.
And it's not cancer?
Well, I asked my doctor. She said no. But when I looked at the medication they want me to take is GLEEVEC, Gleevec.
Right.
And the technical name is IMATINIB.
Yes. You need to find out what you have. What's your concern about that?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming right now that that's the diagnosis of that. It's not necessarily the technical diagnosis, right?
Yes, but I'm. What is your concern?
Well, my concern is that I found out that this medication is going to cost $36,000 a year.
Yes, that's exactly to the point of what we were talking about in the monologue. Well, the reason I'm hesitating, you're hearing my hesitancy, because it seems your doctor has not discussed everything with you. Gleevec is usually used for leukemias, so, and certain kinds of cancer. So you need to find out if that's the case, to which I would say $36,000, I think anybody in charge of the world would say, because, you know, leukemias are mostly curable, that's nothing. You know, people go and get stomach stapling operation costs more than that just to make themselves skinny. So the examples we used at the beginning of the program, is it worth it to use some of these drugs that could cost you $20,000, $30,000 to prolong life 1 month? You need to have a conversation with your doctor. So no one ever said anything about cancer or leukemia to you? Because I could be wrong here. I mean, I hate to raise a flag that isn't there. Pardon me?
That was not mentioned at all. When I told her I could not afford that, she said, well, then you have 2 years to live.
Okay, so then it would behoove one to say, doctor, then what do I have if I have 2 years to live? And you have no health insurance?
I'm 78 years old, so I have Medicare and AARP supplement.
Right, well, they'll pay for that. Why are you assuming they wouldn't?
Well, my wife did a lot of research on Friday. Them all, they said they didn't, they would not cover it.
How can she do research on this if you don't even know what you have?
This is the best description I have of it at this point.
All right, Gene, listen, talk to your wife. You got to talk to her, talk to somebody. You have to, A, find out what you have. It has a name. And if you want, you can call me back. But something that would kill you in 2 years is an earlier stage. And I doubt very much that take a run at it, would you? And let your doctor handle this. Your doctor is the person that can handle this, will make the prescription, will send it to the pharmacy. You can talk to the pharmacy, ask them if it's covered, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So without knowing what the condition is, I'm flying blind here also, and so are you. So, Gene, you're making all kinds of conclusions without even knowing what in the heck you got. So that doesn't make sense to me, and you figure that out, and then we can talk about it some more. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Wayne's Internet Emporium.
Hey, partner, what can I do you for?
I'm looking to get more download speed for my dollar. Something fast but affordable.
This here's a classic. You can't find dial-up like this anymore.
Isn't that a good thing?
All right. Well, take a look at this beaut, the DSL-768K. Talk about a speedster.
Have anything faster?
Faster? Not at these prices.
At Comcast, they offered me a lot more speed for less.
Oh, well, how about I throw in a nice modem cover? Hey, where you going, kid?
Want more download speed for your dollar? Switch to Comcast Performance High-Speed Internet with Power Boost. We've doubled our speeds for the same price. Plus, you get the highly acclaimed McAfee Security Suite included. AT&T can't say that. All from America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. Sign up for just $24.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com now. Because getting more for less matters.
Offer ends 10/31/09. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra.
Black Stallion Winery is located in the Oak Knoll District of the Napa Valley. It spans the southern part of the valley, just above the city of Napa. The vineyards in this cooler growing region are able to ripen more evenly and produce wine with greater structure and complex flavors. Black Stallion Winery works with small lots from the best vineyards in the Oak Knoll District and other cool growing regions. You won't find Black Stallion wines in any store. Their wines are sold exclusively from the winery and through their website. Black Stallion Winery's Wine Club is a great way to have regular access to these exclusive wines, and as a club member, you receive 2 bottles of Black Stallion wine every other month. As a Black Stallion Wine Club member myself, I can tell you the club is a great way to have exclusive access to this exciting winery producing fabulous wines. For more information or to order some Black Stallion wines to try at home, visit their website, blackstallionwinery.com.
Welcome to the state of California.
Yay!
They call us invasive pests. Why? We invaded California.
Yeah!
So let's hear it.
We're here and we're hungry.
For the vineyards, orchards, vegetables, and trees. Here are the light brown apple moths. How many grapes did you wreck today?
A ton.
Hey, Gypsy Moth, tell us.
I never met a tree I didn't like.
Okay, gang, let's go infest California.
Infest.
We can fight invasive pests. Learn how at www.hungrypests.com. That's hungrypests.com. Because they're here, and they're hungry.
You said it.
A message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Udell here. Welcome to the program. Paul, this is Dr. Udell. How can I help you?
Hello, Dr. Udell. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Problem that's recurred over a number of years, that when I've been working and lifting with my arms, I get a very sharp pain. It feels like something's torn at my solar plexus, and I can almost feel like liquid flowing there or whatever, and there's like a little bit of swelling, but I've taken it to the doctor and they don't really have a clue about it, and it goes away, and I've just had a reoccurrence of it where after I've lifted with my arm, I get this sharp pain and I can't straighten up, I can't take a full breath, and it may go on for hours or days.
And they really, your doctors have stumped. I mean, I'm going to be able to tell you what it is. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, most important thing, of course, you sound like a really young guy, is you make sure any chest pain is not heart disease. And the big divide in the road, and I'm sometimes reluctant about telling people this because then you start diagnosing yourself and, nah, honey, it ain't heart pain. I heard Dr. Dean on the radio, and then, you know, you drop dead the next day. So this is just how doctors think. We want to determine, is this pain coming from inside your chest or from the chest wall itself? The chest wall itself is made of muscles and bones. And when you lift your arms, all kinds of muscles get involved. And very often, you can get a couple of things that can happen. You can easily pull your intercostal muscles. I do that all the time. And those are the muscles between your ribs. If pigs ruled the world and they used us for spare ribs for dinner, the intercostal muscles is what you eat when you eat ribs. Those little muscles between your ribs are critical for allowing you to breathe, because when they contract, they move the ribs in one direction. It's like a little bellows and expand the volume so you suck in air, et cetera, et cetera. Those muscles can easily get sore when you lift, et cetera, or you have something called CC syndrome or costochondritis, which is an inflammation of the cartilage. Now, you realize when your ribs come around, if you ever look at a skeleton in class, the ribs come around, they come around, all of a sudden they turn to cartilage where they sweep up and join the breastbone. That cartilage can detach, it can get inflamed, it can cause all kinds of difficulties. And the way we differentiate it, we say, is there anything physical you can do to duplicate the pain? Can you move your body in a certain way? What if I push here? And it isn't necessary for a diagnosis, but if I push on your chest wall anywhere when you have this, can I induce some discomfort?
Not so much anywhere, but if you pushed at the solar plexus, I can feel a little like a bubble moving in my chest, and the pain is sometimes there, but not always there if I press on it.
Yes. Well, the bubble, I don't know about the bubble, but, you know, right across underneath your breastbone is where your colon goes. And so all kinds of bubbles of gas, and you push on your belly, you will push these bubbles forward and back. And that can also cause discomfort, by the way. Most people don't feel it up in the chest, but feel it more down by the margin of it. Either way, if it hurts when you lift or when you bend or you poke or you prod or all that, it ain't your heart. And so as far as I'm concerned, I can take a breathe a sigh of relief, which means I'm not going to send you for, you know, cardiograms and angiograms and all kinds of stuff you don't need. So that's a good thing. So pay attention the next few times and look, as if you can twist your body a certain way. Well, you already told me, you know, you can lift your arms, it induces it. So it's musculoskeletal, which means it can be almost anything: ligaments, tendons, muscles, bones, cartilage, all this kind of stuff. And so obviously that's less severe and less of less import than if it were heart pain. All right, let's talk to Gloria. How you doing, Gloria?
Hi, I'm doing fine, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is because I'm a right-handed person, and the middle finger on my right hand bends and locks, and I can't get it to open. And
you can't get it to open at all, even if you force it?
Oh, I'm afraid to force it. But, yes, it opens eventually, but I'm afraid to really force it, although I read...
Okay, well, go ahead.
I read somewhere that if you force it, it might pop back in place, whatever is swollen in there. But I'm calling to wonder, is there something that I can do myself to make this stop and make it better? Should I see a physical therapist? What kind of a doctor?
No, you need to, Gloria, like our earlier caller, you need a diagnosis here. Sounds like you got trigger finger, which is often caused by a swelling. I mean, I have to get automobile on you here. You know, like so many cars, especially the old Volkswagens, used to work by cables. Cables attached to everything. And you can see if you have a wire running through a cable sheath, if that wire gets too thick at one end, you can't pull it in the sheath. So tendons, ligaments, tendons work like that. So there's a sheath, you got a swelling on the end of the tendon, your hands are more powerful when they clench your fist, so you can bend your fingers down, but you have less muscle power when you come to straighten it out. So when you bend your finger, you're pulling that swollen part through the tendon sheath, it pops out, and then you want to straighten out your finger, you haven't got the strength, so you have to stick your hands in and grab it with your other hand and bend it back. So indeed, if that's the case, there's a bunch of things that docs can do for you. You need to see an orthopedist or a hand specialist, and they'll tell you what you got and fix you up. All right, I'm Dr. Gina Dell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Can I pack my power cord? That have been copies of the presentation. They can have a projector in the conference room? Oh, what space did I park in?
You already have enough to think about when you go on a business trip. You shouldn't have to worry about whether or not your office will be safe. You focus on what's ahead. Let Bay Alarm take care of what you left behind. Family-owned, family-operated, Bay Alarm protects more than 100,000 California businesses and homes every day. Our monitoring center is on the job 24/7 and can notify authorities right away if an alarm is triggered, whether you're at work or away. From burglar alarms and complete fire system services to access control and CCTV, we can customize any alarm system to meet your needs. The only thing we can't do is tell you where you parked your car. Call us today for your free security review at 1-800-610-1000 or visit BayAlarm.com. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose? ACO 28 CCL 880138.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and if you've been paying attention to all of the economic news that you've heard, you know we're going through a real economic crisis, the biggest since the Great Depression. That's why I've told you before that I own gold. Gold is one of the few investments that have gone up in value in recent years, and I buy my gold from Goldline. I've been out in Los Angeles, I've met with the people, I know the owners of Goldline, I know the people behind it. They've been in business since 1960. You don't stay in business that long if you're not doing the right thing for your customers. These are the people that have been helping Americans own gold for almost 50 years now. I was a customer of theirs before they were a customer of mine. Call and ask them how you can acquire gold that is shipped directly to you. Call Goldline 1-800-556-GOLD. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. That's 1-800-556-4653. Call Goldline today, 800-556-GOLD, 800-556-4653.
What if we told you you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to discounted tickets to Sonoma Wine Country Weekend, a premier wine and food event presented by Visa Signature September 4 through 6 over Labor Day weekend. Use your Visa Signature card now and get tickets to intimate winemaker lunches and dinners, a grand tasting event at McMurray Ranch featuring more than 200 world-class wineries and chefs, and a live auction and celebration at Klein Cellars. Visit Visa.com/signature to take advantage of this special offer. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To see the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and inventory is limited. Other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Heather just said something funny. This isn't a game show. What often happens when people call with their symptoms, we get a lot of other people calling. I had that and I had this. And sometimes we have doctors call in. And that's always always positive. That previous caller with taking Gleevec and not knowing what he had, there is an. I don't mean to imply he could only have one thing. He could have many, many things. And stromal tumors, as this person suggested, which is interesting and possible, too, and can turn into cancer. You want to catch those before they turn into cancer, although it sounds like his already have. The point is, he needs to find out what he has, and that's about cancer, and a doctor didn't tell him. That's the gist of that call. As always, you know, Heather will field your calls on this, but it isn't a game show. You're not going to win anything if you get it right. All right, Mary, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dean. I love your show. I listen to you.
Thank you.
Couple of things let me preface before I ask you. I'm 65. I have a very bad back, and I can't exercise. I have high blood pressure, and I have type 2 diabetes. I'd like you to speak to me about bariatric surgery. Safe.
Oh, boy. How much overweight are you?
About 100, maybe a little more.
Well, listen, I think you would find a lot of bariatric surgeons ready to go at it. It does seem to decrease symptoms and signs of diabetes because it reduces obesity. If you've given up and there's nothing else that's going to work. Because, listen, all bariatric surgery does is limit the amount of calories your body, you know, can take in and limit the amount that you can eat. And I suppose it would be a reasonable choice these days. It used to be fairly dangerous, but I think at this particular point we can point to positive results, and yet it's tricky. You got to learn everything you can about it. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
At Safeway, we're offering thousands of new everyday low prices. So no matter when you shop or what's on your list, at Safeway, you can have confidence you'll find everything you want, all in one place, all at the price you need, every single day. That's our promise. You'll find everyday low prices down every aisle. Low prices on power drinks, frozen vegetables, and diapers. Just look for the yellow tags. 24-pack 16.9-ounce size of Safeway Refresh Water are now 3 for only $9.99 plus CRV. Count on it every day. And Dixie and Vanity Fair paper plates and bowls, they're 2 for $6 in assorted sizes every single day. And our fantastic club card specials are simply hard to beat. This week, Rancher's Reserve cross rib steaks are just $1.87 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. And cantaloupes are only 77 cents each. From club card savings to our new everyday low prices. At Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Hey folks, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm here at a Honda dealership with Stephanie, who's looking forward to driving home a new Pilot during the 2009 Honda clearance.
Actually, Mr. O, I want the Odyssey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the Pilot a minute ago.
We were, but I've changed my mind.
Well, that's perfectly okay, because like the Pilot, the Odyssey is also the best-selling vehicle in its class.
Mr. O?
Yes?
Did you say the Pilot seats 8?
I did.
And the Pilot's available with four-wheel drive?
Correct. Are we back to the Pilot again?
Do you mind? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Oh, that's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey has the best resale value of any minivan. Oh, wait, you want the Pilot, right?
I think so. I don't know. It's definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And and I'm knocking.
Mr. O?
Based on R.L. Polk & Company, U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8th through March 09. Vehicles projected resale value specific to the 09 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelly Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelly Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Mr. O, that sounds like a movie that my dorm advisor rented. Anyway, coming up, the woman who assaulted the San Francisco parking officer, KGO.
ABC News.
San Francisco.
I'm Charles Gibson. Firefighters continue battling at least 8 major wildfires burning across the state of California right now. Dozens of homes have been destroyed and thousands more are in danger. ABC's Alex Stone is along the fire lines in Acton, California.
Charlie using fire.